This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We have done a whole lot on stocks and bonds the past couple of days, trying to make sense of the vagaries of those markets. So today, something a little more tangible, a little more real, perhaps. Commodities and the down-to-earth goodness of the laws of supply and demand. There are signs the long slump in oil prices might be ending. Emphasis on the might here, as we should really do every single time we mention oil prices. $45, almost $46 a barrel today instead of the high $20-something dollars a couple of months ago. Forecasters have started cautiously using the words market balance as the global oil glut starts to melt away. So as I said, might is key here. Some American drillers, though, have started betting on those higher prices and are putting drill bits back in the ground. And that includes fracking, which used to be crazy expensive but is getting more efficient and affordable by the very day. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
4 years ago, it cost around $60 to drill and frack a barrel of shale oil in southeastern Texas. Now it's around $40, says Bielenis Villanueva. She's a North American analyst with Rystad Energy in Norway.
It was the underdog a couple of years ago, but now shale is really one of the main sources of supply for the global picture.
How did American drillers get so cost skinny? Well, when prices plunged 2 years ago, they went into survival mode, slashing payments to rig operators, workers, water haulers, everyone.
Definitely, they have been able to renegotiate the contracts, the rates, everything within a very short time.
And the frackers got more productive. Every rig drilled more wells in the ground. The holes went deeper and further. The Americans innovated. And just in time. You know that world oil glut we've been telling you about for 2 years? It's ending, says analyst Pavel Melchanov at Raymond James.
Now that oversupply is reversing and is actually giving way to an undersupply. In other words, global inventories for petroleum are actually starting to shrink.
Low prices are boosting demand, and there's more driving, so we may need more oil. Old wells are declining, so we may need more oil. And many producers have stopped investing during the price bust, so yes, we may need more oil. But even if U.S. fracked or tight oil comes back in a big way, R.T. Dukes at the energy firm Wood Mackenzie says that won't be enough for the whole world.
Even as we add up how much supply there is in the U.S. and OPEC and other areas, you can't get there with just OPEC, you can't get there with just tight oil, and we actually don't think you can get there with the two together.
Which would mean even higher cost oil might come to market. Crude that's pricier than U.S. shale. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.